From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Scores of people are killed when a crane collapses on the Great Mosque in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. Saudi officials say at least 107 people died and 238 others were injured when the crane collapsed through the ceiling. A sound technician at the mosque, Mohammed Tahir, told VOA Urdu that it was raining heavily with strong winds when the crane became unbalanced and fell inside the inner area of the Grand Mosque. The incident occurred as Muslims gather from all over the world for the annual Hajj pilgrimage set to begin in Mecca later this month. The United States marked 14 years since the September 11, 2001 terror attacks on Friday. President Barack Obama, along with his wife and the White House staff, observed a public moment of silence Friday morning on the White House lawn at the time when the first hijacked airliner slammed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York. In New York, families of the victims gathered for a tolling of bells and the reading of names of those killed. At the Pentagon, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said despite the tragedy of the attacks, the United States has come back stronger.
For all of us, their memory serves as an ever-present reminder to cherish each day with those who love us, to stay vigilant against those who would harm us, and to remain guided by the values that have always made us great.
There was also a moment of silence at 10:03 a.m. to mark the time when one of the planes crashed into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, killing all 44 people aboard. In all, nearly 3,000 people were killed when Al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked four airliners in coordinated suicide attacks. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted to reject an international deal with Iran to curb its nuclear weapons program on Friday after a morning of emotional debate. House Speaker John Boehner said that the president is seeking to implement the deal against the wishes of Congress and the American people.
Never in our history has something with so many consequences for our national security been rammed through with such little support.
In a written statement, President Obama responded that the House vote showed that the more lawmakers studied the deal, the more likely they were to support it. Since the Senate held a decisive vote blocking a disapproval measure on Thursday, the House vote is largely symbolic. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that his country hopes to avoid what he called unintended incidents in Syria by coordination with the United States. Lavrov said Friday that coordination meant cooperation with the Syrian government and military, something that Washington is not likely to support. Speaking to U.S. troops Friday afternoon, President Obama said that Russia's policy of supporting President Bashar al-Assad in Syria could cause problems in the fight against Islamic State.
You know, they've got large Muslim populations that historically have caused a lot of problems inside of Russia. And the strategy that they're pursuing right now, doubling down on Assad, I think is a big mistake.
Russia has denied its military units in Syria are doing anything more than teaching Syrian forces how to use weapons Moscow is supplying. Reports had circulated this week that contended that Russian units became involved in combat. The foreign ministers of Hungary, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Slovakia have refused requests to accept mandatory quotas in the EU's plan for distributing 160,000 migrants among all member countries. Germany's Frank-Walter Steinmeier had urged a unified approach to dealing with Europe's largest refugee crisis since World War II. Denmark also announced Friday that it will not absorb any of the 160,000 asylum seekers. The dissension prompted the European Council's President Donald Tusk to say Friday that he would call a summit of EU leaders this month unless their ministers could agree on Monday on how the bloc should cope with the migrant surge. And at the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York, unseeded Italian Roberta Vinci defeated defending champion Serena Williams, ending Williams's bid for a calendar year Grand Slam. Vinci topped the top-seeded player in three sets, 2-6, 6-4, 6-4. No one has held all four since 1988. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.